It's time for WGRR's Ask the Builder with Tim Carter. Tim is here to answer your home improvement questions at 513-749-1035. Now, here's Tim.
Good morning. Welcome to the Ask the Builder show here on WGRR Hamilton, Cincinnati. It's great to have you here this morning, and it's going to be, I think, a pretty nice day. It's not going to be the end of the world. We're still in winter, but the temperatures, in my opinion, are slightly above normal. It was actually pretty unbelievable driving here to the show this morning. The thermometer in the car was showing 50. Like, wow. And I was like, I can't believe that. So pretty amazing. Pretty amazing winter. I don't care. This has to go down in the record books as like one of the strangest winters in Cincinnati. And what do you think about that quick little burst of snow last week? I made it home just in time. The roads got pretty bad right after I got home. So pretty interesting weather. But spring, I don't care what anybody says, it's right around the corner. It's really kind of interesting. I mean, have you noticed how the days are getting longer and, it's staying light, you know, fairly light until, you know, about 6:30 or so. That's exciting. And I mean, if you look each day in the paper at sunrise, sunset times, you'll notice how we're picking up 3 minutes each day on the sunrise. And so that's a lot of time. You know, that starts to add up. So anyway, if you want to call, you know what to do, 749-1035, 749-1035. That is how you connect with Ask the Builder, because remember, we do not know your phone number. We can't call. You know what? We tried that once. We decided we were just going to call people randomly, and we kept, you know, hitting people that were asleep. So that's a bad idea. And so the producer, Ryan, said, no more push technology, man. Meaning we're not going to push Ask the Builder down your throat. You have to, it's pull technology. You've got to, we're going to pull your call right into us. So 749-1035, and that's giving Ryan a headache. He doesn't like to talk about computer stuff. But he is a wizard, man. He fixed my cell phone last week. My cell phone was grumpy, was not working right. And he's like Mr. Wizard, and by the end of the show, my cell phone was working. I was pretty stoked about that. Okay, what I want to do is tell you about, this is kind of interesting. If you own an older home and you are getting ready to do some remodeling work in it, I get all these great trade publications, and one of the ones that's really, really cool is it's a magazine called Building Products. And it comes out quarterly, and it's kind of a big, like, tabloid-type thing, and it's just filled with all kinds of neat new products, and it's got some neat stories in it from time to time. Well, in the, gosh, let's see, this has to be their most recent issue. And, oh, yeah, it is. It's January, February 2006. Here's a quick news blurb about the EPA. They proposed a penalty of $27,500 against a Norfolk, Virginia contractor who failed to give the homeowners, just one homeowner, a small lead information pamphlet. It cost about 3 cents. Went right before he started remodeling their 80-year-old home. And to make a long story short, what happened is, you know, he probably went in there and took a bunch of woodwork off. Maybe he could have sanded a bunch of the painted woodwork, whatever. But there's a regulation that says you have to give the pamphlet if you're going to disturb more than 2 square feet of paint in houses built before 1978. Okay, so hear that. If you're getting ready to do some remodeling work in your houses and the house was built before 78 and you're going to hire somebody to sand a bunch of painted woodwork, you're going to strip it, whatever, 2 square feet, that's not very much. I mean, 2 square feet is like nothing. So to make a long story short, what happened is some of the kids in this family, they got sick. They discovered that they had elevated levels of lead in their blood. The whole thing went to court. The contractor declared bankruptcy. The EPA is not going to get their $27,000. The family was awarded a $1.3 million judgment in civil court, it says. But the company subsequently declared bankruptcy, and the homeowners have received nothing and have had to sell the house to pay their bills. Okay? So, serious stuff. I mean, be really, really careful about this. And what this tells you is that actually the, the takeaway in that story for you is, if you're going to hire a contractor to do that kind of work in your older home, number one, you better make sure that you get copies of all of their general liability policies. You better be asking some serious questions about lead, if they're going to be removing or messing with painted walls or painted woodwork. Because remember, a lot of this lead paint was in some of the woodwork paint. And it doesn't go just to paint. Believe it or not, a lot of, if you buy one of these older homes that, you know, like in Fort Wright or Hyde Park, Pleasant Ridge, western side of town, some of these houses, they have that beautiful varnished woodwork from years ago that's never been painted. Guess what? Some of the varnishes that are clear had lead in it. So do, you know, buy one of those lead test kits, see if you've got lead paint, and then go to the EPA's website. And they've got a really great section on lead, on how to deal with it, what should be done, blah, blah, blah. It's really, really, really serious. And the key thing is you've got to start working with contractors that have insurance and they're not going to go bankrupt. And these guys are pros and they know how to deal with the lead. So start asking those questions. So if you've got older homes or if you've got kids, here's where I see most of the problems. These young kids, you know, in their 20s, just like my daughter, you know, who's buying these older homes, and they just jump in, want to start doing this work, and they want to be these urban pioneers. You've got to go to the website and the EPA's website and get this lead information so that you don't, you know, your kids don't get sick or your grandkids.